Americans are split over what should happen to all of those unaccompanied minors being detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. There are those who want the kids made to feel more welcome here in the United States, and there are those who want all of them quickly deported back to Central America. But most everyone agrees on sending this message to families in Central America. There is no free pass for kids, so don't send them. Valerie Hamilton reports on one way the U.S. government is trying to get that message through.
The U.S. has something to say to migrants from Central America. It starts with a marimba.
Migrantes de todas partes se atrincheran entre los rieles.
Migrants from all over, the song goes, riding the rails far from home. The song is called La Bestia, or The Beast. That's the nickname for the freight train Central American migrants ride up through Mexico to the U.S. The music's upbeat, but the message isn't.
La bestia del sur le llama, al maldito tren de la muerte.
Migrants risk their lives on the train, the lyrics go, from traffickers and deadly gangs. You'll hear the song on the radio in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, but it was produced in New York and paid for by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It's part of a $1 million U.S. government ad campaign to deter families, and especially their children, from entering the U.S. illegally.
We have to stem the flow. We have to stem the flow.
Gil Kerlikowski is the head of Customs and Border Protection, and he announced the campaign on the banks of the Rio Grande. There are radio ads, TV spots, billboards, all repeating one message.
You will not get papers to allow you to stay, and you are putting yourself and your children in grave danger.
One TV ad makes this explicit.
Hola, tío. Gracias por hablar con mi mamá.
We see a teenage boy kissing his mother goodbye, and his uncle reading a handwritten letter from the boy, thanking him for money for the trip.
The next thing you see is the kid dead in the middle of the desert.
Pablo Izquierdo runs the advertising agency in Washington that produced the ads. He says most of the people who worked on them are immigrants here in the U.S. who know the dangers are real.
The photographer himself was a victim of human trafficking when he first arrived in the U.S. So we all know someone.
But the campaign doesn't only stress the dangers. All of the ads end by saying that rumors about a new U.S. policy allowing migrant kids to stay in the States indefinitely aren't true. This isn't the first time the U.S. government has taken to the airwaves with warnings to would-be immigrants. In 2009, U.S. immigration officials commissioned a CD of Migra Corridos, or immigration ballads, in a Mexican style. This one's about two cousins walking north across the desert. Again, not a happy ending.
Fieles a la tradición, como buenos michoacanos.
The songs were a hit on Mexican radio, but they didn't seem to do what they were meant to do, keep people from coming to the border.
The research that we do know about is that people are very aware of the dangers, but they make the decision to try.
Doris Meissner was the U.S. immigration chief during the Clinton administration. She's now a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. She says there's no evidence that scary PR like this changes people's minds. That's because, she says, people listen to each other, too, and hear that despite the horror stories, most people who start the trip, even kids, end up where they want to go.
The word of mouth coming back from the United States is that certainly there are people that have died along the way, but that is overridden by the very, very large numbers who make it.
La Chévere. At Radio La Chévere in San Salvador, they've been running Washington's new ad campaign for about a week. Except when I spoke to station manager Manuel Martinez over Skype, he said he didn't know it came from Washington.
It is a surprise for me.
In fact, the ads themselves don't say. Martinez says he thinks the message is important wherever it's coming from. But he says the ads aren't telling Salvadorans anything they don't already know.
The people from El Salvador have been traveling in an illegal way for about 40 years.
His station already has its own call-in show about U.S. immigration laws, and there's plenty of talk about the risks. His DJs have been playing that song about the train called La Bestia 10 times a day. But, he says, in El Salvador, the danger is a matter of perspective.
They take the chances, make decisions, and go for it. That's what they do, because they are in desperate situation. The people are in danger here, too. So for them, it's a do or die in many cases.
For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton.